This is KCUR. Artists have a reputation for moving into places others don't, turning areas once riddled with empty buildings into thriving districts, like the Crossroads. So it's not surprising they take a look at the thousands of vacant lots and vacant houses in Kansas City, exploring everything from sculpture parks to play lots to art galleries in some of the city's least desirable areas. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
How are you? I'm Dina.
At the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Center at 37th and Woodland, Dina Newman walks down the stairs wearing a black t-shirt and big looped earrings. She manages health initiatives from gardening to fitness.
Miss Charlotte, I'm going to be out for just a little bit. Thank you. All righty. So are you familiar with Ivanhoe Neighborhood?
Newman steps outside and down the sidewalk to a grassy vacant lot. The idea behind the project called Lots of Love was sparked a few years ago by a Kansas City Art Institute class. Walk around the neighborhood and you'll see a lot of vacant lots, more than 500.
We know that vacancy, not only in Ivanhoe, but the city, is an issue.
The project explores new approaches. Take a close look at this lot, and there's a small fire pit Boy Scouts use for roasting marshmallows, a remnant of a driveway, an empty space. But Newman says it's now envisioned as a meet and greet lot with an orchard, picnic tables, benches, and an expanded fire pit.
We want to provide opportunities through these lots that it's not just going to be repurposed and make it a beautiful, pretty thing. It's going to mean something. It's going to have purpose. That's the point of the Lots of Love.
It's kind of a dream space. You know, we're just creating an opportunity that is one possibility.
Artist Sean Starowitz is known for his collaborative work, such as Bread KC, raising funds for the arts community through shared meals. He says his Lots of Love team has spent months with the Ivanhoe residents to find out where they see the potential.
So that, to me, is kind of one of the hardest struggles in the sense of any kind of community work. is not telling people what they need, but really being quiet and sitting back and listening. And so for me, that's kind of been the greatest challenge and also the most invigorating part about it, is like how to facilitate that conversation.
The residents mentioned a place to play dominoes and grill. And with funding from donors, that will be incorporated into two new lots expected to be ready by the end of the year.
Turn around. I mean, you tell me how many empty lots you see. If you turn around in a circle right now.
Designer and photographer Charles Brown stands next to a boarded-up house at 82nd and Brooklyn. At least three vacant lots, one with waist-high grass, are in clear sight. Brown, who's volunteered with kids in this Marlboro neighborhood, bought the lot last year for about $1,000 from the land bank. He's created what he describes as a mini sculpture park. There's a bright orange bench, two small sculptures, and two tall ones, one red like a flame, the other yellow and curved. Brown says he picked the lot because it's close to a school, so kids could stop by on their way home.
I mean, I'll be adding a few more pieces to make it, you know, more inviting so that, and once people see people on it and experiencing it, then, I mean, that was the ultimate. I want a space where I see kids and hopefully get into art at a young age.
Accessibility to the arts has long been a focus for Pat Jordan. She sits inside her gallery, Vine Street Studio, a former firehouse at 20th and Vine. It was about a decade ago that Jordan says she started to notice all the vacant houses in the city's urban core.
I looked at that as a challenge and wanted to figure out a way then that the arts could become more relevant and somehow or another tackle that issue.
Jordan, the president of the GEM Cultural and Educational Center, started working with the nearby Key Coalition Neighborhood Association a few years ago and identified an empty building to turn into an art house.
Once you start peeling back the layers in a rehab job, you're really, it's quite an adventure. You're not quite sure what you're going to run up against.
It's in the beginning stages. They're tearing down walls and taking the house back to the studs. Jordan says plans call for displaying art, holding workshops, and an artist's residence. And she's already purchased the empty lot next door, turning abandoned property back into useful space. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.